Letting go is one of the most difficult things to do and yet one of the most powerful. Welcome to Jewish Meditation with Rabbi G. It's been a while. It's been a tough few weeks for most of us, I think, for all of us probably. I hope I'm feeling a little bit stronger. I hope you are too. But it's really good to be back and restart the weekly Jewish Meditation. And for today, I want to actually just reflect a little bit on going forward. I won't do justice to it because that's a very long and involved topic, but just a little bit, and I want to tie it in with something that is very connected to the Torah portion that will be read in the synagogue this coming Shabbat. And this coming Shabbat, we learn the following. We learn about the Jewish people who left Egypt, and then Pharaoh decides, no, we're going to pursue the Jewish people and bring them back. We're going to re-persecute them. We're going to re-attack them and not let them go and journey towards Mount Sinai. And he flees with his army. He rushes with his army to approach the Jewish people. And the Jewish people come to the sea and they're trapped. There's nowhere to go. And they look behind them and Pharaoh and his army are approaching. And the Torah tells us, and the Midrash explains, that the Jewish people, surprisingly, because Jewish people always have lots of different opinions, they panicked, but they broke into four groups, four different opinions. The one said, that's it, let's just surrender, go back to Egypt. The one said, let's just jump into the sea and end it all. The other one said, let's fight against the Egyptians, let's wage war. And the fourth one says, let's pray. And God said to Moses, they're all wrong, even the praying. Praying is so important, praying is a connection, but there are times when none of this helps, the only thing you can do is let go. And what God said to him, to Moses, is, Daber el b'nei Israel, speak to the Jewish people and let them just keep traveling. Move forward. Move forward. Why? Because you have a goal. The goal is Mount Sinai. So there's a sea. Don't be put off by the sea. The Egyptians coming from behind, don't worry about it. Hashem yilachem lachem. God will fight for you. Just be silent. What does that mean? There are times you just have to be silent and let go and put yourself in God's hands because you know there's a goal to reach. And in fact, that's exactly what happened. They kept moving, but the sea was there. So a great sage, great leader of the time, Nachshon ben Aminadab, he jumped into the sea until the water came up to his neck and the sea split. Sometimes that's the only approach. And I think there's room for many approaches and maybe all of them are correct and sometimes we do everything, but there's a main approach that sometimes we just have to remember, we're on a journey. We're on a journey. We have a goal. Our goal is to be better people, to connect more the Torah and the mitzvot, to be more godly, and to make a difference in this world. And sometimes things get in the way, and sometimes things that are very dark get in the way. And yes, all the things are important. We have to process, and we have to grieve, and we have to pray for a better time, and we have to not understand and have acceptance, emunah, but to move forward. And there's a time and place for that. And that's what we do, especially in the beginning. And that's really, really important. But then it's also important just to surrender to God, surrender to His plan, something we don't understand, something we don't necessarily want. But that surrendering is so difficult because we surrender and we say, God, we're on your journey. We're going to just keep walking. We're going to keep moving. We're going to triumph. We're going to be strong. And we're going to move towards meaning, towards purpose. Again, it's a process. We don't do this right away. We have to grieve, but ultimately that's the goal. It's a difficult thing to do, but it's the most liberating. To put ourselves into God's embrace, which we know is with us, even though He does things that hurt us sometimes. We have to believe the future will be bright. Now again, I'm saying this very briefly. Of course, we have to unpack this and talk about faith and talk about fear, talk about lots of things, and it's all normal reactions. But from a spiritual point of view, what we have to aspire to, at least, work towards, is putting ourselves in His hands, in His embrace, in His hug, and move towards the goal, Mount Sinai. Mount Sinai is the goal where God says, you are my nation, I've chosen you for something, you have a responsibility, you need to have meaning and purpose, you have to do good things, you have to action mitzvot, you have to make the world a better place and make the world more godly. And I think that's one of the inspirations I've taken out of this portion of the week, which is, I think, so appropriate for what we're all going through and continue to go through for a while, I'm sure. So I want to just reflect on this for a few moments and join me in just a brief meditation of focusing, being in the present. You can do that by paying attention to the sensation of your feet being on the ground. Feel your feet on the ground. Feel where you're sitting. Be in the moment and hear some of the noises that might be in the room as you listen to this. Just focus, be present. And then turn your attention to your breathing. Just pay attention for a few moments to the inhaling and exhaling, the pulse of life in and out. If your mind wanders, just gently bring it back. Try to notice each breath distinct from the other. Breathing in and out and starting again. Every breath is a connection to the soul. Neshima, which means breath, is the same words as neshama. You breathe, you're connecting to your soul. And just like the breath, where every moment, every breath is distinct from the other, every moment spiritually is different to the moment before and the moment after. Part of surrendering is to ask myself, what can I do now? Not to be defined by yesterday or scared of tomorrow. But what can I do now with meaning and purpose? We connect to the godliness of our neshama, the God who let yesterday happen, but we don't let that define us, who will protect us tomorrow, and we have belief and faith, trying to remove the fear. But surrendering is now. What does he want from me now? What can I do now that is so powerful? Just think, what can I do today? Can I help someone? Can I do a mitzvah? Can I reach out to someone? Let's be in his embrace, in his hug, and make ourselves stronger each day. So I think part of letting go and part of being focusing on the goal, part of continuing the journey is to be present. In other words, it's not about the journey that I'm always worried about where I'm getting to. It's about where I am now, taking the next step towards the ultimate goal. Be present and ask yourselves, what can I do today for more meaning and purpose? What can I do now? Have a wonderful day, and hopefully we'll be back next week.